Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Perhaps the most notable thing about the recent presidential debates were the questions that were not asked. Issues that touched on third-party concerns like global warming, fair trade agreements, the rise of endemic poverty in the United States, or the legality of extrajudicial killings. Instead, we heard narrowly focused questions and answers, all well within the range of the so-called Washington consensus. There's a reason for this. It's called the Commission on Presidential Debates, or CPD. It was formed in 1987 in a quiet agreement between the Democratic and Republican National Committees. The League of Women Voters, who had traditionally sponsored the debates, withdrew their support in 1988 when George H.W. Bush and Michael Dukakis secretly agreed to a, quote, memorandum of understanding, unquote, that would decide which candidates could participate in the debates, which individuals could be the panelists, and therefore who would be able to ask the questions, and finally, the height of the podiums. The League of Women Voters rejected the demands and released a statement saying that they were withdrawing support for the debates entirely because, quote, the demands of the two campaign organizations would perpetrate a fraud on the American voter, unquote. According to the Washington Post in 2000, the Commission on Presidential Debates established a rule that for a party to be included in the national debates, it must garner at least 15% support across five national polls. Effectively, this operates as a ban on almost all third-party candidacies, even those which have a relatively large following, such as the Green Party or the Libertarian Party. Both of these parties have filed lawsuits against the Commission on Presidential Debates and have been arrested in both 2008 and 2012 in protest. According to Politico, during the last week of September 2012, three sponsors withdrew their sponsorship of the 2012 debates for not including third parties: BBH New York, YWCA USA, and Philips Electronics. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.